Come join Little Rock AME Zion Church as they celebrate their annual Watch Night celebration. To usher in the new year of 2015, there will be lots of uplifting songs of worship and God's Man of the Hour, Senior Pastor of Little Rock AME Zion Church, Dr. Dwayne Anthony Walker, as he ministers the Word of God with power and clarity to prepare God's people for what's ahead for 2015, December 31st, starting at 10 p.m. For more information, call 704-334-3782 or go online to littlerockamezion.org.
But they that wait upon the Lord shall renew their strength. They shall mount up on wings as eagles. They shall run and not be weary. They shall walk and not faint. Anybody know that the word has validity? That anything you need is in the word.
Welcome to the Excellence in Ministry broadcast with Dr. Dwayne Anthony Walker, Senior Pastor of Little Rock AME Zion Church. For the next 30 minutes, get ready for some dynamic teaching, preaching, and insight on the word of God that will guide you to your destiny as a believer. At the end of the broadcast, information will be given about their church location and how to obtain a copy of this message in its entirety. Now let's join the Excellence in Ministry broadcast, already in progress.
I'm going to go ahead and tell you right now that this message right here is a message for those who are going through. Now, if you're not going through, this may not be of interest to you. But let me advise you quickly. You may want to pay attention because you're going to need it one day. Because if you're not going through now, you're going to go through later. And if that's not your designation, it's probably because you just came through something. Yes, everybody is going through or will go through something. Am I right about it? Everybody. The world is going through. The world itself is going through turmoil and dealing with terrorists and tragedy of every description. The Obama family, the president's family are going through. Sasha and Malia, his children, are going through being picked out and picked on and ridiculed by adults who just ought to know better.
Yes.
They're going through. President Obama himself is going through. Here, the United States of America, under his leadership, has recovered from the recession that he inherited.
Yes, yes.
Gas prices are lower than they've been in years. The stock market is booming.
Yes.
Unemployment is down.
Yes.
And health care is universal, yet he still can't get no love from nobody. All he gets is congressional pushback.
Yeah.
He's going through.
Yes, amen.
The nation is going through. I mentioned earlier that racism continues to show its wicked face in this nation. This nation, double standards still apply in 2014. In 2014, we are still the last hired and the first fired. In 2014, we are still being redlined. In 2014, we still experience every conceivable disparity that one can imagine. And in this country, we still have young men who are being lynched. And we still have young men who are being killed in the streets by police. And in 2014, we're still being denied justice. I'm here to tell you, we're going through. And while we look at the fact that the world is going through, and the nation is going through, and President Obama's family is going through, and the president himself is going through, and we as a community are going through, the truth be told, that even while we're sitting up here in church, looking good this morning, dressed to the nines, hair whipped, but the truth be told, some of us are just going through.
Yes.
Hallelujah.
We got a smile on our face, but we're going through.
Yes.
Some are going through disappointment because of a loved one. Some are going through financial hard times. Some are going through trouble at your job. Some are going through unemployment, can't even get a job.
Yes.
Some are going through marital problems. Some are going through dealing with their kids acting up all the time. Some are going through sickness. And if you're not going through sickness, you're taking care of somebody close to you who is going through sickness, trying to do your best to take care of them. Just going through. Anybody here just going through? Well, if that's you this morning, I got good news for you. That's why God sent Jesus.
Yeah.
That God has sent Jesus for everything that you and I have to go through.
Amen.
Anybody glad about that besides me? Amen. That because God knew that we are going through or would go through, God sent his word. Mm-hmm. I rose to tell you that God keeps his word. Not only did God send his word, God keeps his word. Anybody glad about that? God will keep his word. In fact, whatever God says in his word, he will do in your world. If you don't hear anything else that I said, remember that. That whatever God has said in his word, God will do it in your world. Whatever may be going on in your world, even right now. I love this time of year, the Advent season, because Advent is a time that we acknowledge the announcement and make preparation of what I believe is the greatest event that has ever taken place. Yes, the creation was a powerful event, no doubt about it. Yes, the crucifixion was a powerful event. No doubt about it. Yes, the resurrection was absolutely a powerful event, no doubt about it. But we can't diminish the incarnation. The incarnation is when the Word became flesh.
Hallelujah.
I love that. The Word became flesh. I'm blessed by that. The reason I'm blessed by that is because the fact that the Word came flesh is the fact that the Word even wanted to become flesh. The fact that God even wanted to come from heaven down to see about you and I.
Amen.
This became profoundly powerful for me, even more so as this past week we were in a Bible study this past Wednesday. And I led in the singing of the Christmas carol, O Come All Ye Faithful. And we got to that last verse. Yea, Lord, we greet thee. Born in this happy morning, Jesus, to thee be all glory given. This is it. Word of the Father,
yes.
Now in flesh appearing. I said, oh my God, that refers to Jesus. That the Word of the Father now in flesh appearing refers to Jesus, but not only does it refer to Jesus, it also refers to His Word.
Yeah.
In other words, whatever God says,
yes,
He will do.
Yes, He will.
Did you hear what I just said?
Yes,
Lord. Hallelujah.
Now you got to know what He says in order to believe that what He says He will do.
Amen.
I said, whatever God says, He will do. I've come by to tell you that if God said it, it's going to happen.
Yes.
It will happen.
Yes.
I've come here to tell somebody that things will turn around.
Yes.
I've come to tell you that the clouds will dissipate. I've come to tell you that the dust will settle. I've come to tell you that the pain will ease. I've come to tell you that your suffering will end. I've come to tell you that your enemies will be scattered.
Yes, thank you, Lord.
Now what, Brother Pastor, makes you say that? What is it, Brother Pastor, that gives you the confident boldness to declare with such certainty? Well, I'm glad you asked that question. The reason I can declare with such certainty that it will happen, because it's right here.
Yeah.
In verse number 8.
Yeah.
The grass withers.
Yes.
The flowers fade.
Yeah.
But the Word,
yes,
of our God,
yes,
shall stand.
Yes. Yes.
Am I the only one happy about that in here this morning?
Yes.
That the Word of our God will stand forever.
Yes.
Hallelujah.
Praise 100.9 and 92.7 listeners. Get ready for a minute with the doctor.
Praise the Lord. This is Dr. Dwayne Anthony Walker, pastor of Little Rock AME Zion Church. In the book of Exodus, chapter 3, verse 10 in the Old Testament, the word says, come now, therefore, and I will send you to Pharaoh that you may bring my people, the children of Israel, out of Egypt. People of God, Moses got a direct order from God in this passage to go into a dangerous place to assist him in the deliverance of his chosen people. As you know, sometimes in the life of a Christian, God sends us places where only trusting Him would be the principal purpose of getting His will fulfilled. God used Moses to deliver His people out of a bad situation because His purpose was to get them to the promised land. Anytime God directs us, know that there is always a promised land. And that is a promise from heaven. Please come join us at Little Rock AME Zion Church for our Sunday morning worship experience at 10 a.m. For more details, call 704-334-3782 or visit our website www.littlerockamezion.org.
My God.
And God sent His prophet with that news. Prophets are necessary. Prophets are necessary to get a word to the people from God. Prophets are God's mouthpiece, if you will. The prophet of God is God's microphone. And sometimes God's prophets may even be his megaphone. Yeah. Although for too many, far too many, prophets have placed God on mute. Did you hear what I said? That while he wants to be a microphone or a megaphone at times, that too many have put him on mute. And even though you don't want to hear what he has to say, I've come by to tell you something. He's still talking. You may not like what he says, but he's still talking. Anybody glad he's still talking? And in spite of what Israel has done to him, he has come with words of comfort and joy. That in the midst of their exile, in the midst of their hard times, in the midst of their frustration and their doubt and the darkest time of their lives, when they thought that God had given up on them, God sent Isaiah with a word, and the word was, "Comfort ye." Comfort ye, my people. Speak comfort to Jerusalem. And cry out to her that her warfare is ended. That her iniquity is pardoned. For she has received from the Lord's hand double for all her sins. Words of comfort and joy. First of all, I want to tell you that we have received in this instance a promise of his grace. That God sent Isaiah with a word to his people to give to them and to us the promise of his grace. Can you say that? The promise of his grace. Anybody glad about the grace of God? Well, maybe you'll be glad if I tell you what the grace of God is. Right. The grace of God is God's unmerited favor. Yes. Unmerited favor. Unmerited. That means that you and I don't deserve it. Yes. Yes. That God has extended to us his grace. Not because we deserve it, but in spite of us, God has given us his grace. And you will get it even more if you understand that you didn't earn it and you couldn't pay for it. And it was not deserved. As a matter of fact, not only does God not give us what we deserve, God gives us more than we deserve. Am I right about it this morning? There's some things that you and I have right now. And places that we are right now and things that we are doing right now. And the truth be told, none of us deserves it. Anybody glad about the grace of God this morning? I'm going to speak for me. I don't deserve his goodness. But he's good to me anyway. I don't deserve his compassion. But he loves me anyway. I don't deserve his attention, but he holds me anyway. I don't deserve his provision, but he keeps me anyway. I don't deserve his forgiveness, but he saved me anyway. I said he saved me anyway. And that's why I never get tired of singing the hymn, Amazing Grace. How sweet the sound that saved a wretch like me. I once was lost, but now am found. Was blind. I said was blind, but now I see. Through many dangers, toils, snares, I have already come. What was it? It was not my portfolio. It was not my occupation. It was not my connection. It was not my affiliations. It was not the fact that you like me. It was grace. Grace that's brought me safe thus far. And grace will lead me all the way home. Give God praise if you're glad about the power of his grace. the promise of his grace. Thank God for the promise of his grace. That in spite of what you're going through, God is saying you suffered enough.
Yes, thank you, Lord.
I'm about to let you off the hook. Give God praise if you're glad about it. Tidings of comfort and joy. First of all, we receive the promise of his grace. Secondly, look at what he says. The voice of one crying in the wilderness, prepare the way of the Lord. Listen, make straight in the desert a highway for our God. Every valley shall be exalted, and every mountain and hill brought low. The crooked places shall be made straight, and the rough places smooth. See, we have tidings of comfort and joy, first of all, because of the promise of grace. And we have tidings of comfort and joy because of the power of God. Somebody say the power of God. Anybody know that God has power? I know that may sound a little elementary, say, of course God has power. But sometimes I really don't believe that we believe God really has as much power as God really has. I mean, have you any idea how powerful our God really is? Then if you did know, then you were here, you hear this, and you'll hear it well. And I'm almost through, but I got to get this off my chest. I've come by to tell somebody who is ready to receive this information that whatever you're going through right now, God is on his way. That's what I had to tell you. I had to drive away from my house to tell you this morning, that whatever is going on in your life, that God is on his way. I know you feel that you're all by yourself. I know you feel that all hope is lost. I know you feel that you've reached the end of your road. But I came by to tell somebody that God is on his way. Yes, help is on the way. I said help is on the way. God is on his way. And you know who I am? I'm just a voice crying in the wilderness. I'm out here too, you know. Sometimes I'm in the wilderness valley like everybody else. And as I'm in my wilderness, I've been telling you while I'm in my wilderness that our God is on his way. He's on his way. And I'm out here with you, but what I know is God is coming. He's coming, and he's going to send his word. And as he sends his word, it is as good as God himself. He's coming. Somebody say he's coming. He's coming, and he's coming to fix all of this. All of this. He's going to fix all of this. He's going to fix all of this. He's going to fix all of this. He is about to fix. God is coming. And he's going to fix all of this. I heard what Isaiah talked about. He's going to talk about turning up. He said every valley will be exalted. That means every valley will be made high. He's going to bring every low place high. And he's going to make every high place low. And he's going to make every crooked place straight. And he's going to make every rough place smooth. That means he's about to turn everything around. He's about to turn it. He's going to turn it around. He's going to turn it around. That sounds like a turnaround to me. And even he doesn't turn around right now, it does not negate the fact he can still do it.
Yes, sir.
I say, even if he doesn't do it right now, it does not mean that he can't do it. Anybody know that God can still turn around? Whatever it is, he can turn it around. He can take what's wrong and make it right. He can take what's empty and make it full. He can take what's bad and make it good. He can make what's sick and make it well. He can turn it around. He can turn around your life. He can turn around your marriage. He can turn around your career. He can turn around your health. He can turn around your haters. He can turn around. Give God praise if you believe he can turn it around. I'm telling you that by the power of God. And I'm here without fear of contradiction to declare in this place, there is nothing too hard for God. Nothing too hard for anybody. Believe that in here. That's the power of God. I've come by with a word of comfort and joy. That whatever you're going through in your life right now, we can thank God for the promise of his grace. And we can thank God for the power of God. But this is what I love Isaiah when he says, and the glory of the Lord shall be revealed. And all flesh will see it together. For the mouth of the Lord have spoken it. That's tidings of comfort and joy. Yes, there's a promise of grace. Yes, there's the power of God. But then we thank God for the presence of his glory. Give God praise for the presence of his glory. That means that God will show up and God will show out. And he'll do it just like he said he would. Ask Moses. Didn't he show up? He said he would do it. And then he did it. He said he would part the Red Sea. And he did it. He showed up for David. He told David he would be victorious over Goliath. And when David went forth in his power, not only did God say it, but God did it. He told Shadrach, Meshach, and Abednego he would take care of them. But not only did he say it, he did it. He told Daniel he would be with him. Not only did he say it, but he did it. He told the lame man to pick up his bed and walk. Not only did he pick it up, but God did it. He told the disciples to pass out fish and loaves, and he fed the multitude because he said he would. He said, if you lay down this body, in 3 days I will raise it up again. He said it and he did it. I've come by here to tell somebody in this place, whatever God said he would do, he will do it. And you don't have to wait until he does it. You can go in and act like he did it, because he will do it. His word is...
Thank you for tuning in to the Excellence in Ministry broadcast with Dr. Dwayne Anthony Walker, Senior Pastor of Little Rock AME Zion Church. If you are new to the area and seeking a church home, please feel free to come by our location, 401 North McDowell Street, just minutes from Uptown Charlotte. Our order of services are as follows: 9 a.m. Sunday School, 10 a.m. Morning Service, 12 noon Wednesday Midday Bible Study, and 7 p.m. Evening Bible Study. If you want to know more about what's going on at Little Rock, you can visit us on the web at littlerockamezion.org. Also, if you were blessed by today's message and want to obtain a copy in its entirety, call 704-334-3782. That's 704-334-3782. Little Rock AME Zion Church is a ministry with so much to offer. They have ministries for adults and children, choirs, missions, and outreach that helps inside the church and the community as a whole. And of course, this radio broadcast where God is glorified, Jesus is magnified, the people are edified, faith is fortified, and ministry is multiplied. Be blessed and tune in next week for the Excellence in Ministry broadcast with Dr. Dwayne Anthony Walker on WPZS Praise 100.9 and 92.7 and PraiseCharlotte.com.
Come join Little Rock AME Zion Church as they celebrate their annual Watch Night celebration. To usher in the new year of 2015, there will be lots of uplifting songs of worship and God's Man of the Hour, Senior Pastor of Little Rock AME Zion Church, Dr. Dwayne Anthony Walker, as he ministers the Word of God with power and clarity to prepare God's people for what's ahead for 2015, December 31st, starting at 10 p.m. For more information, call 704-334-3782 or go online to littlerockamezion.org. You can listen to the word by going to www.praisecharlotte.com. Podcast tab on your desktop computer, laptop, tablet, or smartphone, where you will discover podcasts designed to inspire, motivate, and entertain. Praise listeners, log on to www.praisecharlotte.com and click on the podcast tab and hear the word. Also, if your ministry wants to be a part of the Praise Podcast family, here's your opportunity. Slots are available. Call 704-548-7854. That's 704-548-7854.